Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that yourself and your family are safe and sound. But do remember the Ummah in your du'as. Because as you would already know, in some part of the world, the Ummah is suffering. Make du'a that Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, removes their suffering and protects them against the oppressors. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have a thought-provoking topic of discussion. Gambling brings no gain. Because this is an epidemic in many societies which has crept into the Muslim populations and Muslim societies as well. The filth, the dirt of gambling, of casinos, of gambling dens and houses, which Allahu Akbar has spread its wings of filth throughout the world. So we are going to be talking a little bit about that in a few moments, inshallah azza wa jal. Before that, let's make some good intentions. Remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make those good intentions. Oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. As you have heard many beautiful narrations with regards to reciting salawat ala nabi, durude pak, listen to this and make an effort and make an intention to try and practice upon this. It is mentioned by Allama Majduddin Firozabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He has said, whenever you sit in a gathering amongst the people and you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, if you recite this, Allah Almighty appoints an angel for you who will prevent you from backbiting. And when you leave that gathering, recite the same, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. By doing this, the angel will prevent people from backbiting against you. Subhanallah. How? I mean, that will take you a few seconds only. But look at the reward, look at the benefit that one is getting. That you will be protected against backbiting about others, and others will not backbite about you. So make an intention to practice upon this, inshallah azza wa jal. Just before we go and dive deep into this topic of discussion, that gambling brings no gain, let's listen to a lovely kalam and we'll be right back. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہے لالہ زار میں سوز و گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں سوز و گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں سنا یا مصطفیٰ بلائیے اپنے دیار میں یا مصطفیٰ بلائیے اپنے دیار میں سرکار آؤں طیبہ کے پھر لالہ زار میں سرکار آؤں طیبہ کے پھر لالہ زار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہر سالیا الہی مجھے حج نصیب ہو ہر سالیا الہی مجھے حج نصیب ہو جب تک جیوں میں عالم ناپائیدار میں جب تک جیوں میں عالم ناپائیدار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا افسوس گھٹتی جا رہی ہے روز زندگی پر میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بار میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بار میں تجھ کو حسن حسین کا دیتا ہوں واسطہ تجھ کو حسن حسین سیتا اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں کو سکون چمن میں نا بدکار و نابکار مدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نہ کرتے رہو یہ حق سے دعا میرے بھائیوں عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہوگا نور نور سارا اندھیرا دور سما ہوگا نور نور عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نہ ہے لالا زار میں سوز و گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ what a lovely mesmerizing kalam. You can get more, you can listen to more of these kalams from YouTube Naat Production, which is the official page of Dawood Islami. Beautiful Hamd, Naat, Mankabat, Munajat, and so on. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We are talking about gambling brings no gain. This phenomenon, which has become widespread in our communities, and I'm talking particularly in our Muslim communities, has become an addiction. How? Smoking or drugs or alcohol has become an addiction for many people. Gambling too has become an addiction. What does Islam say about it? What is the definition of gambling? According to Islamic teachings, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we are taught all of this in our beautiful and pure Islam. And we all know it already, that gambling is haram. We know it, we affirm it, we acknowledge it, that gambling is such a thing which destroys a person's life, which destroys a person's family. What is the definition of gambling? According to Islamic principles, gambling is also known as qimar in Arabic. Sayyidina Allama Jurjani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that qimar is every game in which there is a condition that the winner will acquire some property from the loser. It could be property, it could be money, it could be cash as well. And there's so many different types of gamblings out there. And so deceptively, they have included this via different apps. You know how Shaitan, he decorates evil. He decorates it so it doesn't look like evil, but its reality and essence is evil. How? Look at the promotions of alcohol that is out there en masse. Look at the promotion of music festivals, of all of these musicians. Millions and millions are spent in this marketing machine of Shaitan. He's the CEO of the entertainment industries that are out there, that are promoting alcohol, are promoting music, are promoting gambling and so forth. Allahu Akbar. We need to understand that this, whatever Islam has forbidden, whatever the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law has forbidden, it's because it is bad for you and I. It's no good. It may seem, because the way they present it, the way they decorate and embellish the evil, that, okay, you know what, you just have to, if it's your luck, you're going to win millions or tens of millions or hundreds of millions, and look, this is the life. And they put a nice, a beautiful car there, house, you know, on a tropical island. You throw the right bait, you throw the right bait, you catch the right fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 219, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس ومنافع للناس وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. They ask you, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ruling regarding khamr and maisir, meaning wine and gambling, say you that there is great sin in both and also some worldly benefit for people, but their sin is greater than their benefit. So it may seem like the person who wins is getting so much of money, so much of valuables, materialistic wealth, but it's a sin. It's a great sin. Their sin is greater than their benefit. Allahu Akbar. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says in Khazainul Irfan that sometimes while gambling, a person wins money for nothing, but he also gains countless of sins and many problems, such as diminished intellect, loss of integrity and reputation, reduction in worship, enmity and hatred of others, disgrace in front of people, and a wastage of wealth. The man will take his hard-earned money. He works so hard for the whole month. I'm talking about in particular those who have this addiction, and they'll go buy one lottery ticket, or they'll go to the gambling house, the gambling den, the casino, whatever you want to call it, and put his money in there, buy his chips, play the roulette, and pull the slot to get fast money, easy money, because the mind has been made up. He has seen on the billboards, he has seen on the social media that, hey, this person won tens of millions, hundreds of millions. I too, man, I mean, I can get, you know, I can try my luck. My dear brother, my dear sister, it is not allowed. It's like dipping your fingers in the blood of a pig. And who is saying this? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gambled with items used for gambling, it is as if he dipped his hands in the flesh and blood of a pig. You know, pig is najisul ayn, it is completely impure. touches your body, touches your clothes, you have to purify that. It's hair, it's skin, it's internal organs, everything. It's impure. Not just so gambling. It's similar to this. Or using these items for gambling. It's like dipping your hand in the flesh and blood of a pig. So let us be wise. We are going to be accountable tomorrow. Tomorrow we are going to be accountable on the day of judgment for what we did, for what we said. And you may even find people. You may find people that say, okay, so you know, I just for fun, you know, just take the family out for an outing and it's nothing serious, man. You know, just every now and then we'll take the money. Or we'll take the riba, we'll take the interest money to go and gamble. Number one, to enter into those places, it is forbidden. It's a place of haram, the haram activity is taking place. If you die over there, but no. What if you die over there in a place where it is the haram activities are taking place? You're not allowed to enter there. And you're taking your family and going as well under the impression that no, just for fun, you know, not nothing serious. In fact, we're taking the interest, usually riba money, and gambling it away. So to enter there is not allowed. Why don't you take that same money, just give it without the intention of reward, give it to the poor people? Why do you have to do that? There's so many other ways of having good, clean fun. Why take your family or even individually go to these places of filth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Al-Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 90 to 91, translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, wine and gambling and idols and fortune-telling, arrows to ascertain luck or predict future events are but impure, the works of the devil. Therefore, keep avoiding them in order that you may attain success. The devil desires only that he infuses hatred and enmity between you through wine and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and Salah. So have you abstained? A question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is posing to you and I. Have you abstained? We have a short video clip. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated by the companion Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam explained, when any of you sleep, Shaitan ties three knots on the back of their neck. With every knot he suggests to the person's heart, much of the night is left. So stay asleep. If the person wakes up and makes the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, one knot is undone. If he performs wudu, then the second knot is also undone. And if he offers salah, the third is also undone. And the person resultantly begins his morning with joyful disposition. Otherwise, they begin it with saddened heart and laziness. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the three knots of Satan, Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one. Don't fall for his trickeries. Let us be wiser. Let us truly be intelligent to identify and recognize the traps and the tricks of Shaitan. And one of them is gambling. This is such a filthy thing, such a bad thing, that families are destroyed. People become so addictive, they will put their house on the line, or their vehicle, their car on the line, in order to, you know, just one more, I can feel that luck. I'm going to get it now. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And how deceptively they have put these gambling facilities via social media. They will send you a message, maybe an SMS even, that to enter this competition, reply yes or with your answer and you could win this or you could win that, whatever it may be. A person will think that, okay, something harmless, just send the message, it's fine. But that message that you're sending is costing you a certain amount of money, is costing you a certain amount of data. Because you have to, you're paying for the Wi-Fi, or you're paying for data. So if you're going to calculate it, the way they've worked it out, that it's as if you're taking that amount of money, the value, it may seem like small, but if you've got 100 people doing it, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, a million people, maybe it may cost 1 rand, 1 rupee, 1 pound, $1, 1 whatever. It may seem small, but if a million people, 10 million people are doing it, they're getting nice and rich with your hard-earned money, and you are gambling in the process, because it's as if you're taking that 1 rand and you're putting it into the slot machine and you're pulling the lever. You don't know if you're going to win or not. Maybe you can win, probably you won't win. But it's akin to that. So be very careful, identify it. Identify the trickeries of Shaitan, because he has people, we can say, employed, who amongst the human beings, amongst the jinn, who does his dirty work, who does his handiwork as well. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has warned us that whoever said to his companion, let's gamble, then that person should give sadaqah, give charity. Allahu Akbar. So identify, this is a problem in many of our communities. We need to root it out. As long as the problem of alcohol exists, of drugs, of gambling, of adultery and fornication, of premarital, extramarital relationships, of immorality, immodesty, we can never have a harmonious society. Everybody wants that. Everybody wants peace and harmony in the community, in the society. But if the filth of sins has plagued the place, how do you achieve it? And one of the things is gambling. Look at the lottery. Person will buy so many tickets, will spend 5 rand, 10 rand, whatever it is. It's a small amount of money. But if a million people are doing it, how much are they earning? How much are they sapping away from the people? How much they hard-earned money? And a person becomes broke, becomes bankrupt, can't pay the bills. Because the money that was supposed to go to pay the bills, to buy the food, to pay the school fees, for the petrol in the car, that money is going down the drain. And do they care? They don't care about you. They don't give a damn about you. They only care about sucking you dry of your hard-earned money. And we fall for these tricks. We fall face down, flat on our faces for these traps of Shaitan. Look at sports. In so many of the sports out there, how do the sports players, how do they earn millions and millions, tens of millions per annum, per year? How? You think that money is generated from the ticket sales that people buy to come to the stadium to watch the game? Allahu Akbar. If you've got 10 players earning 10 million, 100 million, so hundreds of millions, and how many teams are there? Subhanallah. Gambling is taking place wholesale. Betting. Look at the horse races. Betting is taking place. Gambling is taking place. And if a Muslim is involved in that, whatever monies that you win, if you win, it is haram, it is forbidden. Allahu Akbar. It's like, let's say you won a million. It's like you got a million pigs, a million filthy things that you got. You want to keep it? You just want to run away from it. And they trick us like this. With all these fancy, decorated and embellished pictures that, you know, if you win, this is the life, this is the dream. Only focused on dunya. That's it. So be very careful of this. protect yourself, protect your family members, that you need to. You need to nurture, train, do the tarbiyah of your offspring as well, of your children, your grandchildren, if you have any, with regards to the harms of gambling, that it is forbidden, it is haram, and we don't want anything to do with it. Allah protect us. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.